it was actually a fairly simple statement that people are concerned in general about how open we are in government. And in part, it's something that had concerned me. It's not something we discussed a lot. I've mentioned it before in terms of being more open. My personal preference would have been to have candidates that the public could know and compare. However, that's not, you know, there were other candidates, and the one that I favored was not the one that we chose, and that was, you know, really the reason for my dissenting vote. The comment regarding the openness and the lack of the possibility for input once the finalists were named was really a consideration, and you know, part of the reason I thought I needed to make the vote the way I did. However, the person who won was not my candidate. Having said that, we're moving forward. He's the one we selected, and we'll work. And I expect to have a good relationship. It's something that I think will be a hindrance. And I have to say, in conversation with him, I let him know I tend to be vote my convictions rather than coming to a consensus and vote with the crowd. The candidate is certainly qualified. The candidate I favor, a different candidate who I thought was as much or more qualified. And well, we interviewed two last week, and yes, I would have favored that person. But we only elected to have two come back. We could have had more than that.
Your observations then, in general, about the rest of the process of reaching this point?
Because of the fact there's legislation, you know, concerning the interviewing of superintendents and you know, how the public process works in that, I thought it was something that needed to be spoken to. I don't want to imply that there's any, I don't know, nefarious action going on by my fellow board members. And in fact, today, the subject, I never even had an opportunity to bring it up in our discussion. Because it is an important topic and being discussed, I thought it important for me to say something about it. The other thing is that it's tough to be on the leading edge of some change like that. And if nobody else is disclosing their candidates, then it would be, you know, or expected to disclose more than one. You know, we had two very competitive candidates, and I can see a case where you don't, where you really have a unique sole candidate. You know, I'm torn between limiting boards because, quite frankly, if we had elected to name two candidates, I would have wanted to find out if the two candidates consented to that, to having their names released, and we might have lost one in that process. So you never know.
And you didn't feel led to amend the motion then?
No. I didn't feel it was appropriate then. However, I thought I'm a very firm believer in the necessity of free press, you know, in the mix of all this. And while I'm not going to imply that I'm somehow above everybody else because we did not disclose our candidates. I participated in that. I would have liked to have seen finalists more than one. And part of that reason is that the district is made up of professionals, and I would have wanted to hear their voice on the, you know, comparing the two finalists.
You made the reference to the free press, and I think that's one thing, and you just mentioned you would have appreciated getting feedback from within the district. I was going to bring up, it had been interesting to hear if there had been any input from parents and just other district patrons at large.
Well, we certainly had that going into the profile. And so we used that information to develop a profile. In my opinion, the other candidate fit the profile that the parents and staff gave us better than the one we chose. But the other board members did not feel that way, the ones who voted the other way. But so we had input, but not, you know, it's one thing to say this is what we want and then come back and say, here are two choices. How do they fit what you thought? That's a different kind of question.
Playing devil's advocate, though, in that what you're getting the big bucks for as a school board member?
You bet. I get paid a lot. Here's the thing. There is nobody sitting on that board who is a professional. Well, I shouldn't say who's a professional educator, because, in fact, I am. But in that situation, in that arena, I think we ought to listen to our professionals. But if they're going to work for us, we got to have some confidence in their ability to give advice and make a decision. And I'm not saying we're going to go with everything they say, but I want to hear it. I really am hesitant to belabor all of this. The real issue today was we selected a finalist. You know, I'd almost wait that we discuss the openness later. We got a finalist. We'll see if it turns out, you know.
Did you give any consideration of saying yes just to take one for the team?
Like I said, when I got on the board, it is my nature to vote my convictions rather than, as you say, taking one for the team. And I think I stuck with my convictions. I think that, you know, a lot of things we vote on are 7-0 votes. And as a matter of fact, I would say probably way more than 95%. I don't know. Maybe I'm dreaming. But there are some things we don't agree on. And if I disagree and walk in there and vote for something, then I don't think I'm doing, as you say, what I get paid for. Especially something as important to this. It's important that people know that it was not a unanimous decision. It was a very difficult decision.
It is not a slam against the person who received the majority vote. It's a matter of your opinion of one over another.
Absolutely. The two finalists we ended up with were outstanding. I preferred the other one. I stuck with my convictions when we walked into the room to make the final vote. We will work with the superintendent that we hire to our best ability, and I'm confident that the entire board will do that. This, and as a matter of fact, when you look at some of our split decisions in the past, the board has a history of that, of disagreeing up to the vote and then working together afterwards. And that's really the charter that school boards are supposed to follow. I can think of one time in my time on the board when a board member, went rogue and argued against something after a vote was taken. And that member's no longer on the board. So.